Today on Annenberg Radio News.
Now we're getting tougher, and now our message is don't dump on LA.
A campaign is starting up to get abandoned couches, mattresses, and trash off LA city streets. Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for Thursday, November 20th. I'm Lata Pandya. Five people have been reported injured after a Metrolink commuter train crashed into a freight train this morning near Rialto. Metrolink says the injuries are minor. The commuter train was headed east out of Los Angeles from Union Station towards San Bernardino. The collision is the second between a Metrolink commuter and a freight train in about 2 months. A crash in early September killed 25 and injured more than 130 people. The city of Los Angeles has reportedly agreed to pay almost $13 million to people injured in last year's May Day demonstration in MacArthur Park. The Los Angeles Times has reported that the tentative settlement would resolve most of the 300 lawsuits that were filed after the clash between immigrant rights demonstrators and Los Angeles police. Jorge Mario Cabrera is with the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights.
It is a bittersweet win, because that money nonetheless does not come from the LAPD's budget, but it comes from the general city's budget.
The settlement requires approval by the city council, the mayor, and the presiding judge. Car wash employees are fighting against alleged labor violations at a protest today at a Hollywood car wash. A law was established in 2003 to protect car wash workers against low wages and unsafe and unsanitary conditions. But workers say conditions haven't improved. Three employees of the Vermont hand wash claim they were fired for speaking out against the labor conditions. Reporter Pete Griffin is live on the scene. Pete, can you hear me? Can you tell me what's going on?
Yes, Lada, I'm here. I'm actually right across the street from the Vermont hand wash on the corner of Vermont Boulevard and Hollywood Boulevard, where organizers with the Clean Car Wash campaign, religious leaders and community members in this area are here to support three workers that were fired in a six-month span from the Vermont hand car wash for speaking out against the unsanitary conditions at the facility. I had a chance to speak with Chloe Osmer. She's a member of the Clean campaign, and as she mentioned, these leaders are hoping to get these workers reinstated and for the owner to stop harassing any members that are looking to create a union. Tried to touch base with the owner of the Vermont hand wash, and he wasn't available. So right now, people are filing in. They're still setting up for this event to support these workers that have been fired.
Pete, thank you so much for that report. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
California State University confirmed today that it will reject up to 10,000 eligible students for the next academic year. Cal State Trustees meeting in Long Beach this week says the cuts are a result of budget shortfalls. Cal State will no longer accept all eligible applicants, giving preference to in-state candidates. It also plans to make application deadlines earlier. Critics say the changes will hurt lower-income students the most. The Los Angeles Auto Show is one of the biggest showcases for the auto industry. Those who attend the show this week may think it's the only place in town to see the newest cars. But reporter Jonathan Horn says that it's not.
A sea of shiny new cars is on display at the LA Convention Center this week. LA Auto Show Director of Communications Brandon Flynn says there's a reason for that.
LA and Southern California is always kind of leading the trends in consumer preference for cars.
But drive 24 miles down the Harbor Freeway, and there's a different kind of auto show. In fact, John Pope of the Long Beach Port Authority says they're storing more cars than they know what to do with.
They really seem to be piling up in a way that we haven't seen here before.
So when you look out at that, what do you see? Like just miles and miles of cars? Can you describe the site for me?
Well, it's really acres and acres. It really is like kind of the largest car dealership that you've ever seen, but the cars are, they're not moving. They're collecting dust out there because The consumers just aren't buying.
But back at the auto show, you'd never believe that companies like Toyota just leased an extra 150 acres to store its cars at the port. Model unveilings, elaborate facades, and spinning concept cars set the tone, all behind loud music. That was Kia unveiling the Soul, a hatchback marketed to young adults. Kia Vice President of Sales Tom Loveless says the company isn't holding back, despite a slowed economy.
Never a bad time. In fact, we, in all honesty, we think it's a great time. Right now, there's a lot of people sitting on the sidelines in the market, so you know what? They're listening. They're taking information in, and we're going to go out and go to where those folks are.
But getting them to buy might be a tough sell. Auto industry journalist Pete Davino says sales will rebound, but not just yet.
As soon as the credit crunch, or as soon as people are able to get a little more credit, we'll keep buying cars. People still buy cars. You still need to have a vehicle.
The millions of LA drivers who commute day in and day out would most likely agree. Jonathan Horn, Annenberg Radio News.
And in weather, grab a sweater because the lows for tonight will be in the mid-50s. Tomorrow will be sunny with highs in the 70s. And for the weekend, we will have sunny skies with some patchy cloud cover and temps in the low to mid-70s. Later on Annenberg Radio News, higher food prices may mean a smaller Thanksgiving and less food available for those in need. LA city officials are saying, "Don't dump on LA." This is the name of a new campaign to clean up the streets of Los Angeles. Beth Palkovic has more.
LAPD officer George Chavez is going on a routine check of alleys and streets in South Central Los Angeles. He's looking for trash that has been illegally dumped.
Paint, used clothes, old mattresses, old furniture that they don't want. They just dump it over the wall.
Chavez says illegal dumping is a major problem in the low-income communities of South Los Angeles. It costs about $50 to take trash to a private landfill. City Attorney Rocky Delgadillo and other city officials today announced a new campaign called Don't Dump on LA.
This is serious stuff where people are trying to avoid paying tipping fees at dump sites and dump in neighborhoods where they think people don't care. I'm telling you, we all care.
Delgadillo says the dumping problem has gotten out of control.
You got kids playing across the street here. This is one of the main dumping sites in the city. Half of the dumping that goes on in our city happens in South LA. It's not right.
It's not just an environmental issue. It also affects people's safety. Councilwoman Janice Hahn.
It's hard to walk to school or come home when you literally have to, you know, walk around a giant pile of trash.
She says the problem especially affects children. Parents at a South LA preschool agree.
I don't feel that is safe.
The city spends around $12 million cleaning the streets, and city officials are cracking down. They're offering a reward of $1,000 if you turn in someone you see dumping trash illegally.
Now we're getting tougher, and now our message is don't dump on LA.
And if you do dump on LA?
We will catch you, we will arrest you, we will prosecute you.
And they say there's no reason to dump illegally. All you have to do is dial 311.
And the city will come and pick it up.
And it's free. They say if you love LA, keep it clean. Beth Palkovic, Annenberg Radio News.
Thanksgiving is only a week away, and tough economic times are driving up the cost of everything from turkey to cranberry sauce. As Kevin Patra reports, higher prices may mean smaller holiday celebrations.
With food prices rising and income shrinking, families are finding it harder to stock up for Thanksgiving Day. Los Angeles resident Francine Redman says she has seen prices increase on most of the food she prepares for her Thanksgiving feast.
Where I used to get greens, three for a dollar, they're like 88 cents a bunch now. The potatoes, you know, and the meat. Yeah, the meat, yeah. And my family, we're meat eaters.
Other families that enjoy turkey as their Thanksgiving Day centerpiece are seeing costs rise. The American Farm Bureau says a 16-pound turkey has gone up 9 cents per pound since last year. The rising costs have forced residents like Redmond to change their family plans.
It is killing me. Normally, I have like 20 people I usually cook for, but I said that was it. I couldn't do it anymore.
The Thanksgiving banquet just might be one more casualty of the hard economic times. I'm Kevin Patra for Annenberg Radio News.
This week, the USDA reported that more than 36 million Americans go without food security. In other words, millions of Americans don't know if they will have enough food to feed their families. Yosef Al-Haddad went to one local food drive to see how they're coping with demand.
That's the sound of dozens of volunteers loading up trucks for the LA Regional Food Bank's holiday food drive. Organizers say they got more food than expected, including 500 frozen turkeys for Thanksgiving. But so many people need food because of the struggling economy. Darren Hoffman is with the LA Regional Food Bank.
Unfortunately, with the demand going through the roof, it's still not enough to meet the demand.
Hoffman's co-worker and president of the organization, Michael Flood, says that total food donations went up 33% this year. Unfortunately, demand for that food went up 44%.
But that tells you there's a gap there. And that's what we're asking the community to do, is to help fill that gap between now and the end of the year through many, many community food drives.
Glenn Corrado works at a much smaller local food bank called World Harvest. He says financial problems are hitting people hard.
We are seeing an increase of people coming in here that, do not have jobs. Or they've been laid off, or their hours have been cut.
So, and times are really hard right now, we can barely afford to pay the rent.
Maria Canales is a single mother of three. She relies on Harvest Food Bank to feed her family.
It's been a real blessing. I don't know what I would do right now if I wouldn't be here.
But World Harvest and other food banks in Los Angeles are having trouble providing for people like Canales. Hoffman wants to see more people try to qualify for food stamps.
Because if we can get some of those people that qualify for food stamps that maybe aren't getting them, if they can get those, maybe they won't have to come in for the food pantry. And then the people that might just barely miss the qualification level, might just have, make a couple $100 too much to get food stamps, those people would be able to get more food from their local food pantry.
For more info, go to lafoodbank.org. Yosef Al-Haddad, Annenberg Radio News.
Today's food drive is one of many across the country. I spoke to Ross Fraser of Feeding America about what national food banks are doing to help people out during this holiday season. There's been an increase in the demand for food. Why is there such an increase?
Well, over the past year, we've had a tremendous spike in demand for food at the soup kitchens, food pantries, and other shelters that receive food through the Feeding America network. And that's simply because of the economy and because what's happened with the price of gasoline skyrocketing and the price of food skyrocketing. People, the working poor, people living right on the edge, are having a very tough time making it.
Talk a little bit about what the demographic is. What kind of people come in to get food from your food banks?
Well, currently, the United States government tells us that there are about 35 million Americans who live in food insecure households. The Feeding America network feeds about 25 million of those 35 million, which means there's 10 million people we're not getting to. We know that of the 25 million that we feed, 3 million are seniors and 9 million are children. We also know that only 11% are homeless. So this means that 89% of the people we feed have a home, have a family.
You led me to my next question is can anybody come in to any of these food banks and get food, or do you have to have a certain, qualification?
We provide food to 205 food banks. And when I use the expression food bank, I'm referring to giant warehouses of food. So, for example, in the Los Angeles area, we have the Los Angeles Food Bank, which in turn, that's like a giant warehouse, and that will provide food to probably between 800 to 900 different agencies throughout the greater Los Angeles area. So these are food bank, food pantries and soup kitchens that are mostly in church basements, community centers, etc. All of those places are themselves charities. None of them are allowed to charge for food. They all have different requirements. Generally, the rule of thumb is if someone shows up and says, I'm hungry, they're fed.
How do you receive the food that you hand out nationwide? Is it through drives, donations? How is that managed?
The majority of food that's provided through the Feeding America Network is donated food. And it's important to say that corporate America has been very generous to us. Most of the food companies in this country contribute food to us, as does the grocery industry, the wholesale industry, the retail industry. We also get food from the United States Department of Agriculture. The smallest percentage of food actually comes from food drives. There are a lot of food drives, and they're very visible, but In the aggregate, they're not responsible for a great deal of the food that we provide, although that food is much needed. I don't want to downplay that at all.
And finally, with Thanksgiving around the corner, is there like a Thanksgiving special? Do you hand out things?
Well, a lot of our food banks make an effort to provide food so that people who are living right on the edge of poverty can enjoy a Thanksgiving just like everyone else. So they do, at the local level, we're not doing this nationally, but again, people are very generous, and a lot of our food banks are able to offer turkeys and other holiday trimmings. Certainly any dollar that people can part with will be greatly appreciated.
Ross Fraser, thank you so much for spending some time with us this afternoon.
All right. Thank you very much.
Ross Fraser is a spokesman for Feeding America. The nation's healthcare system is broken, and many healthcare advocates are hoping that the new Obama administration can make some changes. A virtual town hall meeting was held in cities nationwide today to discuss the future of healthcare. Claudia Melendez has more.
Supporters of a healthcare system overhaul are hoping that the new president can make some much-needed changes, like increasing insurance coverage and reducing costs. Doctors and healthcare activists met at the Los Angeles Children's Hospital today to take part in the national discussion about the challenges they face. Obama is proposing universal healthcare coverage, but not everyone agrees on what that will look like. Michael Cosino, a researcher of the Community Health Family Medicine Department at USC, said the trickiest part will be making everyone agree on what reforms are needed.
For him to be able to solve these big economic problems, he's going to have to expend a lot of political capital to do it. And will he have that anything left really to pull together something really meaningful in healthcare?
But Cosino says that there is good news. Two giants of the health insurance industry, America's Health Insurance Plans and Blue Cross and Blue Shield, have agreed to cover people with pre-existing conditions, as long as there's a mandate to cover all Americans. So far, Massachusetts is the only state to mandate insurance coverage for everyone.
And if they can pass that, let's say they did in Massachusetts and what Schwarzenegger tried to do in California, then the insurance industry is likely to go along with what's called a guaranteed issue, which is basically they'll cover everybody.
While talks are starting now, it will probably be months or even years until any changes actually happen. For Annenberg Radio News, this is Claudia Melendez.
Now we check in with Matt Schrader to find out what's coming up on Annenberg TV News at 6 p.m. on Trojan Vision. Matt?
Thanks, Lata. Here's some stories we're working on for Annenberg TV News tonight. President-elect Barack Obama is unveiling his cabinet picks. Experts break down what Obama's selections could mean for the country. And LAX is trying to make holiday travel more pleasant. The inside scoop on the airport's new system. Plus, after wildfires ravaged thousands of acres in Southern California, many locals are using services like Craigslist to offer services to those who lost their homes. Those stories and the latest breaking news you need to know coming up at 6 on Annenberg TV News. Lata?
Thanks, Matt. That wraps it up for us here today. We had help from Julianne Spencer, Kim Daniels, Deidre Crawford, David Sobrierge, Matthew Richmond, and Richie Duchon. Caitlin Fornaro is our producer. For all of us at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Lata Pandya.